Recorded Books presents Anatomy of Murder by Imogen Robertson. Narrated by Jenny Sterlin and directed by Jennifer O'Donnell.
Prologue. Thursday, the 3rd of May, 1781. Sixth year of the American Rebellion. Third year of the Franco-American Treaty of Amity and Commerce. HMS Splendor of the North American Fleet, under command of Captain James Westerman, off the coast of Newfoundland. Six bells of the morning watch, 7 a.m. Captain Westerman was in his cabin, reading the letter from his wife for the fourth time, when he heard the officer of the morning watch ring six bells. At the last double clang, the door opened, and his servant, Heathcote, came in with the coffee. Westerman didn't need to go on deck to know they were having a good run on a fine day. The creaking of the planks and sound of the water hissing at the stern told him that. The air of happy expectation in the ship had curled into her timbers. Even the bell sounded tuneful. Heathcote tried, none too subtly, to read over James's shoulder as he delivered the coffee. James twitched the papers to his chest.
"Any news from home, Captain?"
"Yes, Heathcote. Your wife has run off with the innkeeper, and my wife is forced to cook her own dinner."
His servant drew his brows together and pursed his lips.
"Always thought yourself amusing, haven't you, sir? Mrs. Heathcote might have the sense to run from me, but she'd never leave Caveley or Mrs. Westerman, so there's no good funning."
James took his coffee and drank.
"Fairly said, Heathcote. Your wife is well and comfortable, as is mine."